With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Healing and reconciliation, that's what President Trump is urging as Joe Biden prepares to assume the highest office in the land. In a White House video, the president telling supporters to take heart.
I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning.
Mr. Trump taking a lot of heat for this week's rioting at the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Pelosi talking about impeaching him for a second time. There's also discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment to force Mr. Trump from office. And a couple of Trump cabinet secretaries have resigned. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died of injuries sustained during the violence. That raises the death toll related to the unrest to 5. President Trump is condemning the attack on the Capitol, vowing that justice will prevail.
In a White House video, the president said he was outraged by Wednesday's violence and mayhem.
The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy.
He vowed that those who broke the law will pay. Mr. Trump also defended his response to the calamity, saying he immediately deployed the National Guard, a claim disputed in several media accounts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There is plenty of video and photos of the rioting. Some of those pictures show a Utah man who, according to numerous news outlets, has a history of organizing violent BLM and Antifa protests, was inside the Capitol as the mayhem unfolded. Dozens of people have been charged in connection with the rioting. Also at SRNnews.com, 105,000. The number of jobs economists believe America's employers added last month. We'll find out later this morning, the government to issue the December employment report. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 95 points. NASDAQ futures 56 points higher. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. More than 67,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including over 760 deaths. In St. John's County, where there have been over 14,000 infections, all 400 vaccination appointments for this week were taken in less than half an hour yesterday morning. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 dead. Florida is still in a state of emergency due to the pandemic. Jacksonville police say they've caught a burglar who struck while people were at funerals. Jack Linz is looking at dozens of charges. He allegedly hit the homes of relatives of the deceased after reading the obituaries. A child was rushed to the hospital after he shot himself with a gun that he found in a thrift store. Action News Jax reports it happening yesterday at a place near Beach Boulevard in Jacksonville. Police say the child should be all right. The bullet hit him in the hand, and they're still investigating the matter. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40, right now 51 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C. President Trump says with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward. And following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
That was President Trump yesterday. Hey, good morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 705, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Some of you emailed me this morning, go, Ed, how come he didn't say this like a month and a half ago to 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Some of you are saying or asking the question, could he not still have sat back and said, we're going to fight the electoral results, but meanwhile, just in case, let's have a transition of power? I think it's a valid argument.
I do too. And
some of you.
The worst that could happen, you have a former vice president of the United States of America getting security briefings early on.
Yeah, he already knows what's going on.
That he didn't really need. I guess the only solace is that Senator Harris, Vice President-elect Harris now, was getting those same briefings as a member of the Intelligence Committee of the Senate.
Yeah. 904-831-0600. So I just think that, unfortunately, this gives political coverage to the liberal left. If something happens, like an unfortunate terrorist activity or what, I'm just mm-hmm. telling you, it's unfortunate, folks, but they have what may be, again, I'm not saying I would agree with it, but it's going to come across as a credible excuse because they can sit back and go, well, for 2 months, we didn't get a peaceful transition. Hence, this is the reason why we can blame it on President Trump.
Part of it, I believe, was what happened earlier in the day on Wednesday when the president actually went to social media and called on the protesters to march down to Capitol Hill. Then it really got out of control.
Yeah, I would have done that.
He never told them to charge the building
or
anything like that, but... You know, he was, they say he incited.
And by the way, real quick, before I get to the calls, we have friends who were there. Some of you going, and listen, I'm the first one to admit, I don't know, I didn't think there needed to be that much of police activity at first because we haven't seen a lot of, in fact, barely any violence at any Trump rally. Was there probably some Antifa members there? Yeah, I would agree. But there were a lot of Trump people took advantage of this. I mean, you knew this was going to happen on Wednesday.
Right.
Having said this, some of you are saying, well, the Capitol Police allow this to take place. Folks, I've seen the video. When you've got one Capitol Police officer and 40 people coming in.
Being chased up the stairs.
I got
the
news
Capitol,
for you. Yeah. I'm retreating too.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's all I'm getting at. All right, let's go to Rod. Hey, Rod, good morning.
Yeah, hi. I don't know if you watched The Five last night on Fox, but I think Greg Gutfeld got it 100% correctly. When Biden gets in, this administration is going to move to the left, not to the center. This guy that he's proposing for Secretary of Health, Xavier Becerra, he helped press the case against the Little Sisters of the Poor in California. And my fear is that he will simply issue one order that all hospitals in this country have to allow for abortions or they will no longer get federal funds. And believe me, it is possible that he will do just that. The Catholic Council of Bishops, I'm Catholic, has already said if something like that happens, they will close first. And the problem with these things is that the government does it, and then you have to hire lawyers to fight it. And, of course, that's expensive. And they know that. And they don't care. They want to force their views on this country, plain and simple. That's my opinion.
All right. I wouldn't disagree with you. First off, I don't think he's going to be able to have an executive order to have all hospitals do that because a lot of the abortion laws aren't set on a federal level. They're set on a state level.
Right.
Now, if it comes to the issue for those that should be using taxpayer dollars or should you allow certain government money to be allowed for abortion, the Hyde Amendment was supposed to block all of that. So I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, there's going to be liberal left on the Biden administration. I got no disagreement with that.
Hindsight 2020, but the Georgia Senate races were our firewall, and we blew that.
Yeah.
We still have the filibuster, however, and to be frank with you, maybe these hospitals, which are nonprofit organizations, need to let people know what their positions are and supplement the income they're not getting from the federal government with donations.
We took quite a few we took a lot of calls yesterday, but how many of you believe... that the reasons why, I haven't heard much from this, and I wanted to allow an opportunity. Several people have been emailing me. I said, Hey, Ed, we didn't think you covered the... I thought we did cover the Georgia election race quite a bit.
Oh, but a whole lot. You would have thought we were Georgia station, which I guess in a way we are.
But the results, how many of you believe that now, because Ossoff and Warnock are now going to be sworn in, and I'd like to hear your view on this. How many of you believe... excuse me, and I'm just getting over my bronchitis. I'm doing much better. And for those of you asking, thank you so much. How many believe that the results that the Republicans lost on Wednesday... I've got my water, thanks. How many of you believe this was a result of fraudulent voting taking place? I'd love to hear your views
with
or opinion on this.
With respect to the Senate races, not the presidential
races. The Senate races. That's what I said this past week. How many of you believe that Warnock and Ossoff won based on that there was fraudulent voting? That's one. Number two. How many of you believe that Warnock and Ossoff won because Loeffler was a horrible candidate? Purdue, excuse me, both of them didn't campaign anything positive. Or how many believe...
It's the association with Trump.
Yeah. How many believe that the Republicans lost on Tuesday night because of President Trump's comments about other popular Republicans in that state? What is your view on this? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Your call's coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still wet from some early morning showers, and we're still looking at some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40, right now 51 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says, with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward. Following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, got a lot going on this morning, a lot of clips to get to. Before we get to the calls, the news media, I was watching this on First Coast News. I don't think Action News Jax did this. And News 4 Jax, we're interviewing Ben Frazier from the Northside Coalition and other members of those affiliated with the Black Lives Matter. Somehow, they're making this it's turned out to be a race issue about the difference of protests that took place this past Wednesday versus the protests that happened over the summertime. And they're trying to make some sort of comparison, were they trying to make a comparison? But evidently, those of the Black Lives Matter says, no, I mean, I got the clips, we'll get to them in a few moments. They say, no, the protest we saw on Wednesday was violent. Their protests were, for the most part, pretty peaceful. We got the clips, and then some are calling for Rutherford to step down. Ridiculous. Saying that he incited the riots. All right, we'll get to all this in just a couple of moments. Let's go to JC. Hey, JC, good morning.
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on your talking about the Georgia election.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have seen this or not. I haven't seen two sources. I've only seen one source. But yesterday around noontime, the John Fredericks Radio Network had reported that there's between 20 and 30,000 votes in Georgia that are going to be looked at as being fraudulent, and they're supposed to rule on it on the 15th. Hmm. Now, if they rule on that and they do find that these, once they audit them, which should have happened in Fulton County, then that makes Purdue the winner in the November election, and it also would give the electoral votes to Trump in Georgia. Have you seen this yet?
There was a case that got, they said that they, one got knocked down, they said they got another victory, but how does that give Purdue the victory?
Because in Georgia, they elect people properly, where in Florida you can get 35% of the vote and win. In Georgia, you have to get 50% plus one vote, which is the majority. You're not being ruled by a small group of people.
That's the reason why the runoff is required.
Right. I just Purdue won the general election. But I guess there was a third party.
No, hold on. Hold on. No, I get what you're saying. How does it make this one that we saw this past Tuesday, how does that make you're talking about the court case was about the November election or about this week's election?
No, November election. The regular general election on November 3rd.
Right.
There's between 20 and 30,000 votes that are going to be signature verified that are fraudulent, unfolded, pristine, not even on the right type of paper that the ballots are on, and it's supposed to be ruled on. So that happens, that does make Purdue the winner.
Wait. How does this make Purdue? All you got to do is subtract from the total margin.
Right, exactly. So Trump lost. So if it's 20,000 votes, if they scratch those 20,000 votes, these all go to Biden, of course. That makes
How do you know? No. Hold on. Wait, JC. Hold on. Wait a second. How do you know they all go to Biden?
Has anybody questioned that Trump got 75 million?
Hold on, JC.
Has anybody questioned
JC, what I'm getting at is that you're assuming that all of those votes went for Biden. That's not true.
Okay.
No, JC, what I'm getting at is that I'm just saying, that's what I was getting at. I'm not trying to make you have a valid question. I'm not trying to make you look like an idiot. What I'm saying is that if you subtract the votes, it still doesn't give David Perdue, which I agree with you, one, but it doesn't give him the unfortunate. It doesn't give him the 50 plus one.
I don't know. I know he won. He was in first place in November, and Trump only lost by 11,000 votes. Have you heard about it yet? I'm just asking.
No, I know of it, but what I'm saying is, and by the way, no, I mean
even if you flip Georgia, he still would have to flip Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
not going to happen.
By the way, I don't comment on other radio hosts, whatever they may be.
Right.
Okay, forget what I'm saying.
However, I think the Perdue race would be very interesting if they can prove that Perdue got 51+1% back in November. Then,
but how do you prove it?
I don't know.
That's what I'm getting.
This first, I'm hearing about this. So
yeah, I mean, there was a little story that they did one, but I mean, saying even this past, even if you subtracted, mm-hmm. that's what I'm trying to tell everybody, folks. You got to, okay, these votes go for this. All you got to do is, just to make it fair, is what I'm saying is you subtract from the total tally, uh-huh. it still gives, unfortunately, Ossoff the victor. Ossoff won by 20 something thousand votes, it looks like. Let's go to Hank. Hey, man, what's up this morning?
Hey, Ed. I'm just, kind of confused on why Team Reality cares about the second election that happened for the Senate races when Team Reality really didn't care about the first election that happened.
For which one?
For the whole thing, for all the states that had issues and stuff, because Team Reality didn't care to look into what happened. Team Reality, if I had a still in the middle of the woods and the police see it and see me sitting here putting, clear color looking water in mason jars and taking it across town and stuff like that, Team Reality is going to sit there and get a warrant to investigate exactly what I'm putting in the still. But Team Reality didn't want to sit there and look into what actually happened with overriding legislatures that the Constitution sets that those are the ones that are responsible for what they did. No, they Team Reality let courts set the election policies, and they didn't want to sit there and let the people's voices be heard, how their constitution and stuff in these states were overridden.
Team Reality points out that the states were suing their own courts. Team Reality points out that the Trump-appointed judges knocked down because they say they had no precedence. Team Reality talked about all of this.
Well, they also had quite a few examples of this that's right there, just like I gave an example of something that you can see, but they didn't want to sit there and look at the videotape and see that there's something going on.
Videotape of
what?
It
doesn't make any sense.
Videotape of what?
Of the people trying to get into Detroit, not being let in, putting up the barriers so they can't even see what's going on in other rooms, sitting there 25 feet away. They're not even letting people go over there to go see what's going on. The videotape of them pulling stuff out from underneath the tables in Atlanta.
That's already been disproven.
After they picked everybody out.
That's already been disproven.
What happened in Atlanta has been disproven. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
What about the guy that was in there in Johnson in the Senate, who from Nevada, who said 42,000 people voted twice, 1,500 people that were dead voted, 19,000 people not living in the state voted, 8,000 people voted from non-validated addresses, 15,000 mailers were sent to vacant lots and business addresses that aren't be allowed to do that. 4,000 non-citizens voted. What does that mean?
Who's Johnson?
Senator Johnson from Wisconsin.
Ron Johnson.
He had the CENSA guy on there. Rand Paul asked him, okay, so you're validating everything, saying this is the most secure election that's ever been happened. But did the guy, Rand Paul says, but you're not telling us, did dead people vote? Did all this other stuff that I just mentioned, you didn't validate any of that. Did the federal government ever go to any of the Dominion machines and sit there, actually grab them and review them?
Why did they need to review them? Trump won those counties with the Dominion voting machines. That's
it
been proven.
It doesn't matter. It's the perception of like what Cruz and those guys want to protect.
Hey,
and sit there and say,
Hank,
if you don't vote,
a judge does not care about your feelings. He cares about the proof. I'm with you on your feelings. It doesn't matter in a court of law.
And again, the federal government is not sending agents in there to go and look at this stuff, Ed.
They already did in Nevada.
They'll send 19 agents to a NASCAR garage to look at a rope but they won't sit there and look at anything else with this for the election. That's why people are pissed.
Bill Barr already investigated Nevada. They didn't find anything there. You got to base it on proof. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove, man. Listen.
And the people to prove it to are the state legislatures.
That's right.
Not
even Michigan.
In the state that it
took Michigan
place.
State Republican Party says they would not support to overturn their own election. Listen, Hank, believe it or not, you've got some valid arguments.
The state legislatures can say we're scrapping the whole vote.
Here's the question.
We're going to let the governor pick them.
Do
whatever they want.
The Republicans knew what Georgia was doing over the summertime. The Republicans knew what was happening in all these other states. Where was the Trump lawyers? Where was the Republican lawyers to stop all of this? How come they didn't stop it at the time? Huh? That's the question out there. All right? You can't base on feelings. You got to base it on proof. 725, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some slow traffic around NAS jacks. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, clearing by afternoon. The high today, 59. Mostly clear this evening and a low of 40. Right now, 53 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Love you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Boger Shoes.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
All right, where are we coming up on? 7:30 right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Live in the same dream world. It doesn't matter what I believe. It only matters what I can prove.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's right. Hey, I know that still's got something going in it. I got to get... What, the judge won't sign off on a warrant? But, Your Honor, I know there's something... I'm with you. I know OJ did it. I can't prove it, but we knew that he did it, right? I'm with you guys.
We feel it on the inside.
But you got to prove it. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Healing and reconciliation, that's what President Trump is urging as Joe Biden prepares to assume the presidency. Mr. Trump taking a lot of heat for this week's rioting at the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Pelosi talking about impeaching him for a second time. There's also discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment to force Mr. Trump from office, and a couple of Trump cabinet secretaries have stepped down. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died of injuries sustained during the violence. That raises the death toll related to the unrest to 5. President Trump, condemning the attack on the Capitol, vows that justice will prevail. 105,000 in the number of jobs economists believe America's employers added last month. We'll find out later this morning the government to issue the December employment report. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. The Lot J deal is basically the same as when it was announced and very close to actually happening. Yesterday, the Jacksonville City Council voted down revisions, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if Jaguars owner Shad Khan relocated the team. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development just needs to pass one more council vote to become reality. That vote could be taken this coming Tuesday. More than 67,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including over 760 deaths. In St. John's County, where there have been over 14,000 infections, all 400 vaccination appointments for this week were taken yesterday morning in less than half an hour. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Florida is still in a state of emergency due to the pandemic. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
It's been quite a year. The events we've experienced thus far in 2020 will change us forever. This weekend, CBS Audio presents America, Changed Forever, hosted by Gil Gross. From the coronavirus pandemic to the impact of George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, Gil will talk with the newsmakers and bring you the latest. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, clearing by afternoon. The high today, 59. Mostly clear this evening and a low of 40. Right now, 53 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine. And some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, before I go to Eric, let's take a couple other quick calls. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, thanks for waiting. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a quick question for yourselves and any of your listeners. On Election Day for the Senate runoff race in Georgia, I had seen on television what appeared to be a newscast with a gentleman standing at a podium saying that they were having trouble in 3 highly Republican districts with the Dominion voting machines counting ballots, and how they had to put the ballots that the machines were not counting, and this supposedly happened about 10:30 in the morning at all 3 districts, that they were requiring the voters to put their ballots in the envelopes so that they could be counted later. Has anybody heard of that?
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, Raj?
No, I did not.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
All right, brother.
Have a great
night. All right, man.
All right, thank you.
All right. Go to James. What's up, James?
Hey, good morning, guys. Team Reality, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, this is, listen, man, this the whole election fraud, like you said, it's what you can prove. Team Reality has come to the conclusion that this is going to be a Republican fight only. And here's where I'm going with that. So the Republican, state legislatures are the ones that botched up the election. Okay, so Team Reality knows that the Democrats are not going to get on board with election reform or any type of to try to fix this. It's going to be just us involved in this.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. A woman.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem. Okay. The problem is that every time Republicans bring up election reform and try to make sure that every legal vote is counted, the Democrats are going to divert to abortion rights, disenfranchised voters, whether, Biden is going to, sign an executive. So this is a Republican or independent fight only, man. We're on the ship and we're in this together, but I just don't see, like you said, prove it. And the proving part is what's going to take some time, and I just don't see it changing.
I think what the diversion is going to be, you're going to be called a sore loser. If you wanted to have at least some fun with this, mm-hmm. if Ossoff or Warnock would have lost by the amount that they won by, that Perdue and Loeffler,
right.
And Loeffler was not a great candidate, one of the worst, but Perdue is down by what, 20-something thousand maybe? I guarantee you there would have been lawsuits taking place by the Democrats. They would have been out there going, hey, we need to have a recount. Let's look. I'm telling you, they would have been saying that.
Voter suppression.
Yeah. And by the way, the Democrats can no longer in the state of Georgia talk about voter suppression was a way of keeping voters out. Just not going to happen. So, all right. More as we continue to move along, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, here on our Newsmaker line, Eric Eichenberg. He is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Website, evergladesfoundation.org. Here's a clip. Here is Jerry Sieb from the Wall Street Journal talks about what may happen with a 50-50 Senate split coming up in this year with Joe Biden. Listen to the clip.
This Democratic president and a democratically controlled Senate certainly means more stimulus spending, and that makes the markets happy because it's a short-term stimulus. Probably means better chances of a big infrastructure bill in the next year or so.
So he says probably a better chance of having an infrastructure bill anywhere from a year to year and a half. What we see right now that Governor Ron DeSantis wants to support, is that part of a national infrastructure bill, or would this try to be accomplished on more of a state level until the federal government can be able to help out?
Ed, first, let me wish you and Roger a happy New Year.
Thank you, bro.
It's great to be back with you guys.
This is
more of a broader national approach here. Certainly, Florida has a good amount of infrastructure needs, whether it's water infrastructure in the case of what we talk about each week, or our roadways, our seaports, our airports. So, we're positioning ourselves to be ready for this. And the good news is there are real talks happening. Despite last Congress, when it felt like infrastructure week was happening each week and nothing occurred, there is language being drafted already, and we're going to position ourselves to make sure we take advantage of the money that's going to come out of Washington.
Yeah, I know you say this many times, laughable, and I agree with you. You say it in jest, I should say, when you go to D.C. to deal with these guys. But when you sit down with them, you say that it's very plausible. I would agree with you. Does it really look like it may take a year? What are you hearing for infrastructure bill to happen?
Well, anytime these massive legislative packages that start to develop in Washington, it does take a while to percolate. Both sides have to negotiate. Now, with one party in control, people say it might go quicker. But, a 50-50 Senate is going to have a power-sharing agreement, so it might not be as clear as they might think over on the Senate side. But the point of all that is to say, even if it takes a year or two, this Congress, let's ensure that Florida, when we talk about water, when we talk about aging infrastructure, when we talk about the money that has to come now to the third most populous state in the nation, we want to be ready for that. So working with our delegation, and we've had great conversations since the election with members of Congress from Florida to say, hey, listen, when you're in the room talking about an infrastructure bill, water infrastructure, Everglades construction, jobs that are going to be created from it. We have to seize this moment. And I'm optimistic, quite frankly, Ed, that at the end of the day here, we're going to get it.
Does it become, educate the audience here, does this become where congressmen on both sides, do they co-opt with the governor? Is the governor able to release some things, or is this mostly done on a Florida congressional level? And does a congressman or a congresswoman in Pensacola share the same views about infrastructure and Everglades restoration from a congressman or congresswoman in South Florida?
Well, they do, and whether it's this current Congress or previous Congresses, the Florida delegation from Pensacola to Key West, when it's for the betterment of the entire state and not looking at it as congressional districts here or there, when it's a statewide issue, you get all 29 members of Congress that say, yeah, what's good for Florida, let's make sure it happens. So infrastructure covers the entire state. It allows for us to ensure that not just the construction that's going to occur from it, but the added benefits that come from an infusion. We have aging bridges. We have roadways that are in perilous shape. We have seaports that need to be ready for global trade, let alone aging infrastructure and the way water is flowing on the peninsula. So when we package all this up into a message and to deliver it, you know, we're 6% of the U.S. population. They're talking about $1 trillion here in infrastructure spending. Take just 6% of that to match the population of Florida. That's $60 billion, Ed, that's going to come here. That's a massive infusion of cash.
Eric Eichenberg, the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Florida, which you've talked about with the COVID pandemic that's been going on, people have been coming into the population growth, especially in South Florida, throughout Central Florida as well. The population growth has grown, the value of the state's water and environment. I would assume, Eric, that becomes as a plausible argument for infrastructure spending if you've got more people leaving one state, especially coming to the Sunshine State.
No doubt. And that's a great point. And that's a message that has to be delivered in a coherent manner to say, as a population shift, as people leave the Northeast, Illinois, and they come to Florida, you cannot abandon improvements in infrastructure. So that's exactly the opportunity that we have. And when you just look at water, when you just look at the Everglades, you have people that are coming in that not only are they buying real estate, but they're recreating, they're fishing, they're boating. And you want to ensure that we have the most efficient way of storing, cleaning, and moving water through the Florida Peninsula. We've been searching for a good infrastructure package over the last couple of years. It appears stars are aligning to make that happen. And again, we're going to be ready to be there to push for it.
All right. So I'm always curious. Talk to me. The economy is making a comeback. Tourism hasn't really, and it could be a couple of years before we see full-blown recovery. How well is it recovering? Primarily, we talk about South Florida, but also you remember, and I want to get this point illustrated to a lot of the audience, you guys have partnerships with fishing organizations. You have partnerships with kayaking organizations, the real estate community. What are they seeing? Are there things turning around for the betterment in South Florida, many of the groups that you partner up with?
Well, you just mentioned real estate. I've talked to a half dozen realtors just in the last couple of days, and the real estate market is booming.
Right.
Home values are escalating, and it's, you know, folks again are coming in from the Northeast. They're looking to buy homes. There was an article in the paper this week about Sarasota being a top market currently, but even down here in South Florida, the value of homes are escalating. Real estate is booming, and when that happens, when transactions occur, as we know, we've amended the state constitution to take a third of those real estate tax transaction dollars and put it into a conservation fund that's going for our natural resources that impact fishing and boating and what makes Florida special. So as much as we welcome new residents to Florida, we have to ensure we keep up with it. We keep up with the infrastructure. We keep up with the ability to fish and recreate and have good real estate markets. And the good thing is, yeah, we're still in a state of emergency, But we're coming out of it. We're coming out of it, and the economy is going to lead, and our natural resources are going to lead our recovery.
You know, something just hit me. You've worked in state government as well. For example, when you're trying to bring a business down to your local area, we're always told one of the big questions is, how's your education community? For example, are your schools up to par? Some people may judge that before they move into a community. Are the grades passing? How's the environment for education? In other words, if they look like there's the, and I may not have to agree with how some of the funding's being spent, but if they look at the school system and they say that, hey, things are flourishing, things are doing well, then fine, let's bring our businesses, people are lobbying for you to bring your companies into the local area. I would assume that also has the same type of impact that when you guys want infrastructure spending, you have the real estate community that sits back and says, we've got more people in. This is the reason why we need more money here, is because of people coming in. It uses the system, hence we just can't let it go dry.
You're exactly right. And as people are sophisticated enough to do research on where they might want to live in Florida, and if they're also reading about toxic water, if they're reading about red tide, if they're seeing blue-green algae in certain counties and communities, it may forego them moving in that area.
Right.
And that impacts the local area. So whether it's the school systems or how a community is thriving, when they look at water, people don't want to buy real estate when you have that type of toxic environment, literally. So that's why we have to double down. That's why in a new year we have to reaffirm what our goal and mission here is. And it's to, again, ensure that we fix the challenges of Florida's waterways, that we clean them up, that we redirect the way we move water here in the state of Florida. And what the Congress did before they adjourned in December, they passed a massive piece of legislation that, again, continues to push this effort to restore the Everglades, to fix our water crises, and, quite frankly, real estate benefits, tourism
yep.
benefits. The state of Florida will benefit from it. This is our moment. Let's not miss it.
Eric Eichenberg, Happy New Year, the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Website, everglades.org. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Ed.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600. I got to take a quick break. I want to give Josh and the rest of you plenty of time. I just had a quick question. Have we done any postmortem on the election results this past week in Georgia? Has anybody given me a plausible reason why that the Republicans lost? Was it because they didn't put up good candidates? Is it because you believe that Dominion voting machines, that there again there was election fraud? Do you give Stacey Abrams credit out there? Or is Georgia becoming the new purple state? Or do you blame President Trump? Or is it just because maybe the Republicans didn't have a good message? 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We haven't had one of these in a while, but what better way to start off the new year than with a ladder in the road? It's on the Buckman Bridge, headed north, blocking the center lane. Definitely be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, clearing by afternoon. The high today, 59. Mostly clear this evening, and a low of 40. Right now, 53 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine. Some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protest. And a group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, I know everybody's a little bit disappointed, but there's a little bit of hope, I think, even though it's split because, you know, guys like Joe Manchin, they've already made it clear that they're not supportive of a lot of these crazy, crazy ideas. And I just don't think that, you know, if they start putting crazy stuff on the table, and plus they got to look at the midterms too, you know, I don't think they're going to push it too much. I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk of doing this and doing that, but I don't think guys like Manchin are going to go along with, you know, some of the stuff that they're proposing. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, I would agree with you. The only problem, yeah, I don't think they're going to be pushing for PAC in the courts. I mean, even Biden said that they're going to have about a 6 months to a 12-month commission. Well, even if they try to do that, that goes into the 2022 election period. They're going to do that. The D.C. statehood, no. I don't think Puerto Rico is going to happen. But I'd like to see a little bit certain investigations continue, and that's the only unfortunate part, Josh.
And then, you know, people are, you know, they keep talking about, you know, they're coming for your guns. And I don't think that guys like Manchin, like I said, I'm just saying him as one, as a moderate, I just don't think they're going to support that kind of legislation. I mean, I may be wrong, but, you know, I think there's a little bit of hope in all this, and I think we can look forward to the midterms. But they do need to get to the bottom of what happened. I just think we need to come to some kind of universal. I know the states are in charge of the voting. But I think in the end, everybody needs to get on the same page. And they got away with the whole mail-in thing now, but I don't think that's going to fly here in the next, you know, in midterms in 2 years and then the next president's election, because that ship's going to be sailed. I mean, they're going to get back to, you know, regular absentee voting, you know.
You may be right. Josh, I appreciate the call. You may be right. Remember, a lot of these happened in Republican-run states. The Republicans should have been very noticeable of this. Whether they did or not, the blame is laid at their feet. Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Okay? And, again, lawyers knew about this. They were caught off guard. We've covered this. They didn't do anything to stop the consent agreements and things like that. But I think you're right. I think since a lot of these legislatures are controlled by Republicans, they're going to be putting certain restrictions on dealing with these when it comes to the make sure that the absentee ballots remain the way that the states have required them and how they should be. Wisconsin needs to be totally revamped. Some of the other areas where you just don't send them out. I mean, I think what happened is a lot of Republicans didn't think Trump's going to lose. So why not? Hey, it's no need to worry about it.
Right.
And I think that's unfortunate what happened. 755 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 95 headed north, right between Lem Turner and Gulfair Boulevard. It's from an earlier accident that has those two left lanes blocked. Add about 9 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, clearing by afternoon. The high today, 59. Mostly clear this evening and a low of 40. Right now, 53 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Millions of Americans await their stimulus checks. Fiat Chrysler firing up a Detroit plant to build new version Jeeps. Sheldon Adelson is on leave. Those stories next.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Millions of Americans are still awaiting the second round of economic impact payments, but the Treasury Department says the bulk of those stimulus checks have already been sent out. The $600 checks authorized by Congress are intended to provide some relief for Americans suffering from the impact of the China virus. In Detroit, Fiat Chrysler says it will use a restored factory complex to build a revamped version of its Jeep Grand Cherokee. The so-called Model L Grand Cherokee is slated to roll off assembly lines this spring, possibly as early as the end of March. GOP mega donor and Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson is taking a leave of absence from duties as chairman of his Sands Casino after recently resuming cancer treatments. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a happy new year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. WBOB.
So did you see where it was a, what, 15-4 vote? They supported the Lot J agreement?
Yeah, it's pretty much going to go through, it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, well, it did go through.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that I'm sure that's going to be a big topic we'll talk about on Monday. Hey, coming up next, wait till you hear the local media trying to, hey, what BLM, there were peaceful protests. Why was it that JSO, why was it that Black Lives Matter were treated more harshly than those at the Capitol Hill? Wait till you hear the clips coming up next. We got them for you right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.